producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is the Doug Stefan. Doug Stefan, Gloria Stefan's long lost cousin. Cousin. Gloria Stefan, Doug Stefan, with Roberta Stefan, Rich Stefan, and we'll be joined in a few minutes by Carrie Stefan, also known as Carrie Hall, to help you out in the health insurance department. Roberta, you need any help there?
No, I'm good in that department. No, thank
you're
you.
Good in that department. Okay, yeah. Good. Round of applause.
I need help.
I know you do, Rich. Trending at DougStefan.com, the Democratic debate, and then some ancillary items of interest, including the announcement that Sheldon Adelson, the billionaire hotel magnate, mega donor to Newt Gingrich, I think that's when he first became visible, gave Newt Gingrich $250,000, then he gave him $1 million, then he gave him $2 million. Didn't do him any good, but he and his wife, very interesting. I was reading, talking about this profile of these various people that are giving a lot of money and are influential in American politics. His wife is a native Israeli, and she's actually more interested in politics. He's got a set of his foundation that she runs. And one of the things, they do a lot of philanthropy, charitable stuff. And she also is very, very sharp when it comes to the folks who are running and advises her husband who to support, because he's a little older. I think he's 80-something and she's 60-something. So he's now promising to give tens of millions of dollars to Marco Rubio. So how will that change the face of the primary campaign and the GOP race in general? Marco Rubio, who isn't worth a plug nickel as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not giving money and I'm not Sheldon Adelson, but you can be sure that all of these guys around there bang on his door and others. There are about a dozen people, including the Koch brothers, who are really showing up. Koch brothers, according to this article in Town and Country, are prepared to invest $900 million in the campaign.
Could you imagine
this
the number
year.
Of people that money would help?
Nine?
Or
can you imagine what you
education?
Could do to
it?
Right.
Just put it
but
toward
these
education.
Guys just want to control everything. Stop. They want their way.
Stop. Where does that money go?
It goes into the coffers and spends money for advertising. So
right, exactly.
It's helping businesses
trickle
advertise.
Down,
mostly.
Baby, trickle down.
It's mostly advertising. So
but then the advertisers have to hire photographers and grips.
No, it does. It just trickle down. Yeah.
Right, so it gets it out. My philosophy on all this political spending is it gets the money out of those who are crazy with all the money down to us, down to radio.
Now, that's an interesting way of putting it.
The people
it's an interesting
cater,
way of putting it.
It is.
The catering people, the costume people, the, everything.
But doesn't it worry you when someone has that much that's owed to somebody else?
Well, that's the whole idea. That's what Citizens United was all about. That's what that other atrocious Supreme Court ruling was all about.
Yes.
They're not in this to be beneficial. They want their own way. They want to control things. They want their business to be influenced or to influence the things that are going on in Washington. That in fact, it's the same thing as what happens when all these big corporations send their cronies and clowns in to be the number two guy at the USDA or the FDA or the EPA.
Or the lobbyists.
Yeah.
The lobbyists who actually write the laws for lawmakers.
The Obama health care bill
don't
you
know
love
how to write them
so much, which is a biggest piece of...
You know, Roberta's onto something there.
Let me finish. Billy Towson, who is the congressman, former congressman, who is now the head lobbyist for the insurance company, one of three people that wrote the bill that we call Obamacare. All right, anyway, Richie, you were saying?
You're exactly right, and Roberta is too. Mm-hmm. The politicians do not write the laws.
No.
The lobbyists go,
whoever gives the most money.
Here's what we know. They go, we've written this law. They actually write the bill, and they hand it to the politicians. They hand it to the congressmen, the senators, and they say, this is exactly what you wanted.
Right.
Look at this. And then the politician takes it and kind of adjusts it and edits it and makes it their own. But the lobbyists are the ones who walk out with the book and say, here's your new health care bill.
Right.
Here's the new bill on governing internet access and blah, blah, blah. Here's the new bill on what kind of cement you can use in bridges. And they just hand it to the politicians, and the politicians read it, and they go, yes, I like this, this, this. Nope, got to change that. Okay, good. It's done.
Yeah,
or if the person, the lobbyist, or the company the lobbyist is representing gave the politician $10 million towards their campaign, well, then that politician is kind of, you know, kind of owes you as well.
Of course he does.
You know.
Right, yeah.
But everybody knew that. I never realized before I knew a guy who actually wrote a bill and handed it to someone.
They're not writing the bills. Yeah.
I was like,
the lobbyists are writing the bill. No, right. That doesn't make your hair stand on end.
Doesn't Barry Manilow have a song, I write the bills that make the young girls sing? In a moment, Carrie Hall, speaking of insurance, is going to help us understand what you need to know about health insurance and how politics get in the politics gets in the way of it.
It's going to help guide you through, because it's the open season now, and it's your time to pick a new insurance.
Get your BB gun out.
Be prepared.
Time for open season on Roberta. It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the Battle Rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment. But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Hey, neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacist for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
16 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on your insurance. Roberta Fasanelli, Rich, and I have Carrie Hall, who is recognized as a pretty astute healthcare policy expert. That's why we have him here, because we're pretty astute and we want to be surrounded by people who are astute, Carrie. Is that okay?
Hey, I like that. I've never been called astute before. I've been called a lot of things, but that's kind of unusual.
Astute. All right, indeed. So you are the host of America's Healthcare Advocate, which is a weekly program that helps folks listening to understand the complexities of healthcare. Why is there an open season? Why do they have open, so-called open enrollment? What's the deal with that?
There are two open enrollment periods, and the first one I'll speak about is the open enrollment period for those of us that are chronologically challenged, meaning if you're 65-plus, this is the open enrollment period that begins on October 15th, and this is for Medicare and the Medicare Advantage plans. That's not to be confused with open enrollment for Obamacare or ACA, which starts on November 1st.
But what's the point of having an open enrollment? Why not just have it so you sign up anytime? You don't have an open enrollment when you want to buy a new car. You go to the car dealership and say, I want to buy a new car. So what the hell is the deal with this?
Okay, the deal with this is that this was the deal they cut with the insurance carrier so that you couldn't... Well, okay, here's the deal. You know, you can't buy insurance on your home if your house is on fire. And the same theory applies to the health insurance side. So people have an opportunity, regardless of their medical conditions, to come on either one of these types of plans, whether it's the Medicare situation or whether it's health insurance, but only during the open enrollment. So you can't get up on February 15th and go, oh, I've got cancer. I think I'm going to go sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan. You cannot do that. So that's why the open enrollment periods are there, to limit.
What, nobody gets cancer in February?
Well, if they do, they're not going to get health insurance if they weren't smart enough to buy it in advance. And that's really what it comes down to, okay?
Why just say then you can't buy if you have although that was supposed to be the change in Obamacare. If you have pre-existing conditions, you can't buy?
Right.
What is the difference? Whether it's January or November, what the hell difference does it make? I still don't get it. Not that I want to get stuck there, but...
That's okay. And a lot of people don't get it, but it is what it is, and those are the rules, okay? Yeah. And
because somebody in the insurance business lobbied someone in Congress and presented them with a bill that said, this is what we want to do, and here's our check for your campaign for $500,000. See if you can get this done.
Gary, what do people...
Well, I can assure you it probably wasn't Donald Trump that gave the $500,000.
What are people looking at, Gary, if their open enrollment is here? How do they know whether they should make a change, and what should they be looking at if they do?
Okay, so on the Medicare side, let's talk about them first. If your Medicare Advantage plan, if you're on a Humana plan, an Aetna plan, a United AARP plan, if your network is changing, because those are network-centered plans and they're offered on a county-by-county basis, if you got a notification that your providers are changing or they're going to an HMO from a PPO, you may want to look at a different plan. The Medicare Advantage plans encompass the Part D prescription drug coverage inside the plan. So those are very important. And this window of opportunity for seniors, those that are 65 plus, to sign up is October 15th through December 7th. So after December 7th, that enrollment period closes and you cannot get on a Medicare Advantage plan unless you age in. So folks that want to make a move, if you want to come off a Medicare supplement plan or you're on a plan you don't like and you want to move to another Medicare Advantage plan, you can do that during this open enrollment period, and that's how it operates.
Sure. For example, my brothers and I help my mother with her insurance, or if you're in this plan and you need some help kind of directing it, do they have somebody that you can call there at Medicare or something?
No.
Well, that's a great question. Yeah, there is a website, cms.gov, and I will tell you what most people tell me after they go up there and spend about an hour trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. It's more confusing than it is helpful. We talk to people all over the country, and we're happy to help people, guide them through this, let them make a choice that makes good sense for them and fits their needs. It doesn't do you much good to buy a plan and then find out that your doctor's not in the plan or the hospital you want to go to is not in the plan. So those are all things that are important, and typically that information is not available on websites, and it's certainly not available on cms.gov.
All right, so Richie comes into these conversations when he thinks I'm losing my mind or I've lost control. I just can't fathom that is this pejorative about how it's run.
It's complicated. When my parents got the Medicare books, they were like 5 inches tall with small print. It's like, I'm college educated. I looked at this thing and said, what does it say?
It's damnable. Yeah, that's not your fault, Carrie. It's just is the system, once again, doesn't serve the people who pay for it. It serves the people who paid for it, not who are paying for it. It's a whole different design. Let me send people to your website, benefitsbydesigninc.com. Benefitsbydesigninc.com for Carrie Hall and information that you don't have about your health care. 21 after the hour.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Interesting, John Mellencamp did not sing this at Farm Aid.
Really?
Did a lot of his other hits. Maybe it's because when this was number one, he was not known as John Mellencamp. He was known, the record promoters had him change his name to John Cougar. He became John Cougar Mellencamp, and then he told him to stick it. He was going to use his own name, so he went back to John Mellencamp. This is a song that was number one during this week in 1982. The story of Jack and Diane.
Little Diddy. Jack's just back,
Texas. Hold on, I got to get the big beginning. Oops, hold on.
What happened?
I would like to... Little Diddy about Jack.
Little Diddy. Yeah. So it's called Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's Bonnie Tyler.
All right, so we got that taken care of. All right, moving up to the next year, during this week in 1983, young Miss Bonnie Tyler on the top of the charts with the Total Eclipse of the Heart. Number one this week, 1983.
There's nothing I can do, a total eclipse of the heart.
Good song. Let it go a little bit, so she, it's good.
Once upon a time there was light in my life, but now there's only love in the dark. Nothing I can say, a total eclipse of the heart.
Good. All right, you get the gist of that one. Let's move up another year to number one during this week in 1984. God, do I love this song. This is for you, Roberta.
Oh, thank you, Dougie.
That's when you hang up on me.
I never hang up on you.
Ah.
I have.
I know you have.
Or vice versa. I just called to say I love you. Stephen Q. Wonder here. I got to reach. Who can't sing along with this. This great concert. So I'd love to see Stevie Wonder in concert. I've never been to see him.
Neither have I.
Oh, he's incredible.
Does the hits?
I had the opportunity to watch him do a rehearsal at the UN for a show he was doing a couple of years back, and it was just fascinating to watch him just kind of, you know, work out different numbers that he wanted to. He's just sitting there at the piano by himself, just kind of playing and, you know, singing along by himself, just working stuff out. It was absolutely, really an honor to see it.
Very good stuff.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he has to be. All right, let's see. Number one this week, 1985, belongs to Ready for the World. Hey, remember the song. You don't remember the group, though. Forgettable group. Oh, Sheila.
Sounds like a Prince production here.
It does.
French?
Prince.
Oh, Prince.
Yeah.
I'm wondering whether...
Yeah. Could be a studio group.
Very much.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
Yeah. It has that background rhythm.
Yeah, because he used to just write songs, and then he would create a band to sing the song and make them. Like, More Day and Time, and a couple other bands. He just made that band up just for songs that he didn't want to do. He wanted them to do.
Yep. Good job. All right, so that takes care of the number one song this week in 85. Let's move to this week in 1986. Another hit for Janet Jackson. Being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This song, When I Think of You, was number one during this week in 1986. Richie, crank it up. Have time to get Whitesnake in?
No, let's skip Whitesnake and go to Def Leppard. If you're going to go heavy, go Def Leppard. That's what I say.
Number one during this week in 1988.
You cannot beat a heavy metal band that has a one-armed drummer. That's what I always say.
I know, and I've been thinking that too. Nothing better than a one-armed drummer. Ever seen Sheila E. play the drums? You want to see somebody play the
that's
drums.
That's another Prince product. That's what I was talking about.
Watch her play those drums,
that'd
man.
That'd be great.
I'll tell you.
She's got two arms.
She does.
Got that going for her.
Probably beefy arms. 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Bob Dorico Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. It's been called the most popular song in the world, but for years, many people have been afraid to sing it in public out of fear they'd be sued. Can you guess the song? It's the song that goes, Happy Birthday to You. And since 1988, when a music publishing company bought the copyright to the song, movie production companies, restaurants, and others wanting to sing the song in public have had to pay a large licensing fee or risk getting sued. However, a federal judge has now ruled that the music company that's been charging those fees doesn't hold a valid copyright to the song. Let's be fair, that doesn't mean someone else doesn't have the rights to the song, though. It was written by a couple of sisters in the late 1800s and was eventually published in some songbooks. The publisher of one of those books got a copyright to the song, but a judge now says that copyright doesn't apply to the version of the song we're all familiar with. While the legal battle continues, see how TV writers have changed the song over the years to avoid being sued by going to centerforamericatv.org.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Leave it alone. It'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Just a good day program. All days are good that have the good day program intertwined somehow or other into the reality of the host listener. I'm the host, you're the listener. What's going on in your noggin today? And how can we influence it one way or another? Or at least give you some information. We have information here, and you do with it what you please. 888-302-3684 is an exchange line. Email to Roberta. Or Rich or Doug at DougStefan.com, because Rich McFadden's here. Roberta Fasinelli is here. And the focus now is on the state of Iowa, where they're having a lot of conversation about the caucus, right?
Right. Election. It's all election talk, right?
No, it's not, Richie. No? Wrong, bad breath mouth.
What else could be going on in Iowa?
Another charge has been filed against a former Iowa lottery security officer convicted of rigging one of the drawings. Accused of fixing two others. Felony money laundering is the charge. Iowa Attorney General casting a wide net to see whether or not other lotteries may be affected by these bums. Just 3 days earlier, Iowa law enforcement and lottery officials asked for the public's help in tracking down more frauds that could have been committed by Eddie Raymond Tipton. With a name like that, you know he's a crook, right? Eddie Raymond Tipton, former information security director at the Multi-State Lottery Association, Eddie Raymond Tipton, guilty. Asking anybody who claims a lottery ticket on behalf of another person to report the information to authorities. How do you do that? How do you know you're how do they know at the window when you go to collect that you're not the person who bought it? You don't have to identify yourself when you buy the ticket.
No.
So how do they know that it's... I don't get that. I don't understand how they follow through on that.
They obviously had some concerns about this guy and were following his friends and family and seeing that they were winning. I want to know how he rigged it.
Yeah, me too.
He doesn't say how he rigged it.
I get my sister to rig some of these.
Why? Does she work with the lottery?
No, but get her a job.
Oh, she's smart enough. She could do it, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Probably smarter than this guy. Wouldn't get caught.
I don't know. This guy doesn't look like he's too smart to me. I'm seeing a picture of him at DougStefan.com in the trending box. Had a good day. Didn't look too smart to me at all.
They don't say how he fixed it, though. That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, if they tell you how he fixed it, then other people are going to try to fix it. Duh.
Yeah, but they
you want to know because you want to cheat.
Blow up buildings. I mean, what's the big deal with this?
That's the question. What's the big deal? All right, so that's that story. Trending box, DougStefan.com. The video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from YouTuber Matt Benedetto. Richie, Roberta, Matt Benedetto.
Oh, this is cool. I love these.
This was filmed in Vermont. He uses a quadricopter drone to give you a look at the amazing autumn colors where the leaf peepers are going in New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island fairly soon, all over New York State. They're just now turning here on the farm. I'm looking out the window at yellow, orange hues, red hues.
So this guy climbed all the way to the top of one of the hills. I'm going to call it a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And he was up on a rock on the top of the hill, and he just sends the drone up and out.
Yep.
And the picture is beautiful.
Climbed every mountain, Richie. Forded every stream, following his stream.
I love the video that comes from these quadcopters.
He doesn't even get that, Roberta. He's so
He has no idea
what I'm doing.
No, I'm watching the video. I'm not paying attention.
No, you're not paying attention to what I'm saying.
No.
But Roberta got it, thank heavens.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm sort of funneling the conversation into a story, an article that I read in the New York Times over the weekend about John Stewart's wife. You read the New York Times, Roberta, right?
Yeah.
Do you see this in the style section? The story of John Stewart and his wife opening a farm that is to benefit animals that need to be saved. I could have sworn to you
this guy is dreaming the
same dreams that I'm dreaming.
He stole your idea?
Well, I don't know if he stole it, but he has the same idea. In Watkins Glen, New York, the Stewarts have a farm, and they save various species. Richie or Roberta... I don't know if, Roberta, you know what I was doing with the farm, but we're now getting to the point where we're going to be able to pay off all the people that need to be paid off and save the farm, and we're going to make a bovine equine canine sanctuary at the farm. Have three beautiful barns, one for cows, one for horses, and one for dogs. And so that's hopefully what we're going to do. But the story in the New York Times is basically about John Stewart and his wife doing the same thing. They have goats that they have saved there, all kinds of animals, a little broader, but not as focused. See, I want to focus. I know about cows. Meredith knows about horses, and we both know about dogs. So we figure we can really do a good job as we build out what can be done with this beautiful farm that we have here. I want to be true to the cows. I want to still raise cows. I want to save cows.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to do the same with horses. And we all know what a problem there is with dogs around, how many dogs are euthanized every year. So this will be a way to help save some good dogs that need treatment and then find good homes for them. Same thing with horses to a point. I don't know that I'm going to find a lot of homes for cows, but I can find, they'll have a home there. But we can find horses, there are a lot of horses that get abused too, you know. Horses and relatives, there are a lot of donkeys and ponies and things that get seriously abused. So this is a way to help them, and that's also what's going on at the farm that John Stewart and his wife have set up. Good story. Neat old farm. I'm just trying to remember where Watkins Glen is. I knew at one point in time.
It's upstate New York.
There.
Is it
yeah, it's
far?
Upstate New York.
It's far up, upstate?
No, not too far up.
No, I don't think it was too far. Yeah. Not as far as Albany. Inland, though.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so congratulations to John Stewart and to his wife, and what they're doing is something that I certainly support wholeheartedly. I want to do that, as I said. All right, time for car talk. Have you got something going on in your house, Roberto? What's going on there?
Tom's cooking breakfast.
That's Tom in the background making breakfast. As soon as he's going to put the blender on and make a real ruckus.
Good for him. Congratulations. All right, so we have time. We have time for car talk here, Richie. Car makers from Chrysler, Ford, GM, and other technical companies working together to standardize the data that is a part of the standardization of global sharing. My God, what a headache I get when I see these things. New cars are going to have interconnectivity. This is the preliminary work being done so you can have self-driving cars. The automotive industry, in order to sustain itself, thinks that it has to prepare for the future. And one of the things they have to do is get data in all these cars, or the ability to produce data, so they don't crash into each other. I don't know why they're embracing this so much, frankly. I think, do people really not want to drive their cars? Is that what this is about?
We need to. People are so distracted.
We need to what?
People are so
not
distracted.
Not drive our cars?
You included.
How do you figure that?
You spend tons of time on your cell phone when you're behind the wheel.
Yeah, so I can watch what I'm doing. I have Bluetooth now.
Any technology that you can, it doesn't matter. You're still distracted, even if your both hands are 10 and 2. Right. You're still distracted. Your eyes are not on the road. Mm-hmm. Your brain is kind of paying attention to driving, but you are not really.
Well, I'm being facetious a little bit with you. I can remember, and when I drive across country, Meredith and I were talking about this the other day, when she went to Florida last year and I drove to California, we left on the same day. We were both driving. We'd spend 8-9 hours a day on the phone talking to each other. It was just that's how we spent our time as we
right.
drove. And I can tell you there were hundreds of miles that I don't remember
exactly.
Exactly. Nothing about it.
So I heard a commercial on the way in. Being in Washington, a lot of the commercials that you hear on the news stations are geared mm-hmm. towards the politicians and the lobbyists mm-hmm. so that they can get their laws and their agendas passed. Volvo has an ad out, and I'm trying to remember it now, where they basically talk about how by 2020 they want to have a full crash avoidance system in every single one of their cars that
yeah.
they sell. And they want legislation to require that every auto manufacturer has
right.
it. And they say in this commercial that other countries already have
yep.
it. Why is the United States behind?
Great. I'm checking out. I want to be able to drive my tractors, my trucks, my car here, there, and everywhere.
Here's the Daily Mail right there. The car you can't crash because laser
yeah.
sensors will slam
right.
on
you're
going to
have bumpers, laser bumpers.
Of course, it's a Volvo.
Yeah. Of course, it's a Volvo.
I think it's yes. good. Bring on the technology.
I need to have a Volvo so I don't run into any of my friends in those cheap General Motors cars.
My God, Buffy, if I would have hit the vet on that dirty pickup truck over there, I don't know what I would have to throw my Volvo away.
If Roberta Fasanelli drives that cheap Chevrolet, get her out of my way. I'm driving a Volvo.
Please get that Volvo.
Please get that out of my way.
That's the Chevrolet.
43 past the hour on Good Day.
Thing you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth caramel roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Oh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
This multi
Weekly Report is brought to you by Cox Communications. Better safe than sorry is a slogan to live by, especially considering a burglary occurs every 15 seconds in the U.S. According to a 2015 survey conducted by Cox Home Life, more than 50% of homeowners worry they left their front door unlocked after leaving the house, and almost 45% of parents check in on their tween or teen once or twice a day with their home security camera. And we care about our furry family members a lot, too. More than 50% of those surveyed have left an event early to check on a pet. Allison Jacobson, the safety mom.
Using technology to protect, monitor, and control your home remotely is perfect for parents who want to check in on their tweens, teens, or pets throughout the day. It's imperative you ensure your family is prepared to face anything that comes their way, from weather-related disasters to keeping your home protected.
Take the time to learn protective measures to avert a crisis before it occurs. Visit cox.com/homelife for more information.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hey neighbor, it's me, that guy two desks away that never takes a sick day. Seriously, you could always count on me to show up, even if I feel terrible. Which reminds me, I have the flu, and if you're one of the 63% of people that didn't get their flu shot, you can get it from me. You really should get a flu shot at Rite Aid, where you'll also get a free cold and flu protection plan to protect you from people like me. Another reason Rite Aid says with us, it's personal.
Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
46 past the hour, Doug Steffen, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden on the Good Day program with the story of this bizarre, fast-moving ripple spotted around a nearby star. So now scientists are scratching their heads at NASA. They say that the waves are unlike anything they have ever seen before. Astronomers spotting the strange structure in the surrounding dust cloud of a young star called AU Mike.
Huh? What?
AU
Mike.
AU.
They were observing it with a large telescope in Chile. Scientists say five giant wave-like arches seen racing away from the star like ripples in water. Check them out. Pictures at DougSteffen.com.
Oh,
Anthony Boccoletti, the lead author of the new research paper on the subject, said the finding was very unexpected. The images of AU Mike show a set of unexplained features. You compare the images of the star taken with a Hubble Space Telescope a couple of years ago, and then the ones taken by Boccoletti and his team, they see the racing ripples moving away from the star at a rapid pace, moving at speeds up to 24,000 miles per hour. These three of these people, how the hell can they tell that by looking at these pictures?
Math.
It's the same as Vascar radar.
Math.
Time
yeah.
and distance.
Really?
Sure.
Wow. All right, so check the whole story out and the pictures at DougSteffen.com. All right, there's a lot of interest in Australia. I had an email. Actually, a Facebook posting I saw the other day about the way the Australians are handling the problem of gun control. You know, here we have this focus on new laws, which are ridiculous because they don't enforce the old laws. So why mess with them? But the state, a country sometimes referred to as a state of Australia, has done something that is fairly unique. Some people like it. Some people don't like it. But because they have had a voluntary program to get people to give up their guns, they say it has impacted the murder rate there I remember in Port Arthur, was it last year, 35 people were killed? Remember that? The massacre? Yeah. So now they have enacted new laws, and they say that their murder rate has gone down. But there are other, this other thing I saw on Facebook suggested just the opposite. Not about Australia necessarily, but about other countries that have taken guns away, because then the innocent people don't have, I mean, you hear this argument all the time. Only the criminals have guns. Maybe that's the case. But what do we have? What responsibility do we have in a free society in terms of having, this is the argument, we have a free country. So people should be able to do what they want, say what they want, own what they want. But now we have all, because there are so many people, the country's overgrown. That's why these things are a problem, because we have too many people. We can't control them. We can't marshal them. We can't do what's necessary for people to live in a civilized society, because so many people live in our society are uncivilized. And that's the problem, it seems to me. Uncivilized meaning that they're mentally unstable. That's the focus, I think, anyway. 51 after on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. We welcome in Greg Stebbin, who is the technology expert for Men's Health Magazine, with the story that's highlighted at DougSteffen.com today about this Florida woman who was arrested after broadcasting herself driving drunk. What a genius! Let's figure out how Periscope works. This gives new meaning to up Periscope. That phrase. So we'll get to that. Plus the Dell purchase of EMC for only $67 billion. That comes under our scrutiny in just a moment. How will that affect you? We'll find out in a moment on Good Day.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm American Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of like Halloween in the Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
Must be responsible.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
All right, so a lot of people get to be very wealthy yesterday. This EMC company is headquartered in Hopkinton in Westboro, Massachusetts, which is a stone's throw from where I am. And Dell buying EMC. First of all, what does EMC do? What is their... they're some kind of a software company, aren't they?
Well, they actually have quite a few different businesses, but their core business is basically data storage. And they've been around forever. And of course, with the cloud and with all of our mobile technology, cloud storage has become more significant than ever because now we're not only storing things, but we're doing our work in the cloud. Mm-hmm. I did want to point out that if you reverse the order of this, you actually could get a company that I think McDonald's would applaud. It would be McDell. But I don't think that's the way it's going to go.
Yes. So there are, with a $67 billion purchase, there are about 300-400 people who work in one of the offices here in Westboro, and I know somebody who's there, and he has been given stock options, as most of the people who came in on the ground floor were given. This is not an old company, by the way. This company is fairly new in terms of all these technology companies.
Yeah, well, I mean, Dell's not, you know, Dell's no IBM either, but they're old in tech time.
Yeah, right.
You know, exactly. EMC, I don't know when they were founded, but they've been around, I would guess, 25 to 30 years.
So the fellow who owns most of the stock will become a billionaire.
Yes.
Or not most of it, but a good percent, a founder. Then there are people who worked under him who will get hundreds of millions of dollars out of this, and a lot of people who are rank and file folks will become millionaires, never have to work again.
Yeah.
So it's a...
And I'm guessing you and I were not any of those.
No, I'm afraid I missed that day buying stock. And
when I first heard this,
like
my
Delta
first...
Airlines or something.
Yeah, my first response was, oh, this is the IBM model, and that's exactly... You know, Dell's in a very difficult place. They have been for a while now. PC sales are shrinking.
Yep.
I haven't been seeing a lot of people walking around with Dell tablets or smartphones, and they've tried, but they haven't been successful there. Mm. So this is a, you know, IBM tanked some years ago and now has come back and is highly successful.
Very high, yeah.
Really in the services and kind of hardware cloudish business, and Dell's going to use that as a model, and I think it's very smart.
Good for them. All right, speaking of smart, Florida woman used a live video broadcasting app called Periscope to show off her heavy partying last Friday. What happened with that?
You know, I just wanted to remark that we've heard of the Darwin Awards,
yeah,
right?
That's right, yes.
She, I think, could win the digital Darwin Awards.
Yeah, right.
You know, if you're going to do stupid things, if you're going to do criminal things, if you're going to do things that maybe aren't illegal but are immoral, it might be best to turn your phone off and make sure the people around you have turned their phones off.
That could be said for the fellow who committed a robbery and called Uber. That's another story.
Follow that car.
Well, stupidos. All right. Greg is not one of those. He's an El Smartio, and he's here with us on the Good Day program to advise us on technical matters, if you know what I mean. 59 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.